yesterday. After mentioning the qualities of the Ansar, the ayat says that those who protect themselves from greed, from shuh, are the successful ones. The Quranic word shuh means greed and miserliness. It includes greed for money as well as the wish to take the wealth of others. This is why the ulama have explained it in different ways. A person came to Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and explained that he was destroyed. On being asked how, the man said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that only those who are free from shuh will succeed, and I am suffering from shuh, from greed, because I do not like to lose anything that I own. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that he was not suffering from shuh, but from miserliness, although that was also not a good thing. Shuh means taking away another. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that shuh is much worse than miserliness, because a miser only holds back his own wealth, while a man suffering from shuh does this too, and he also wishes that the wealth of others should become his. Taus rahimahullah says, miserliness is not spending your own wealth, but shuh is where you don't like others spending their wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that a person having the following three qualities would be free from shuh, from greed. A, the person who gives zakat. B, the person who looks after his guest. And C, the one who helps others in their difficulties. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that nothing harms Islam more than shuh, more than greed. Another hadith sharif says that the dust that collects on a person's body while he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the smoke of Jahannam can never remain together on any person. Similarly, iman and greed, iman and shuh, cannot remain together in anybody's heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, beware of oppression, cruelty, because oppression will cause layers upon layers of darkness on the day of Qiyamah, and protect yourselves against shuh, because shuh destroyed the people before you. It made them kill one another, and it caused them to commit zina with their close family, whom it was haram to marry. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, protect yourselves from greed and miserliness, because these evils caused the people before you to cut off relations with their families. It caused them to commit zina with women from their close relations who it was haram to marry, and it led them to murder. Obviously, committing zina with a strange woman will cost some money, while zina with a person's own daughter or immediate relatives costs nothing. Similarly, robbing the wealth of others leads to killing. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that once a person died during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the people said that he would go to Jannah. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do you know everything about his life? It is just possible that he may have said something that did not concern him, or he might have been miserly in something which he was not even using. Allah Ta'ala give us one more.